Well, you know, there's a whole lot of things in this world that don't work. A few years ago, Reebok came out with some tennis shoes. One was called Easy Tone and one was called Run Tone. And in their advertising, they claimed that these shoes, all you had to do was wear them and they would automatically strengthen your legs and your backside. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, investigated this and they found that it was phony baloney. The shoes didn't work and they ordered Reebok to pay $25 million in refunds to consumers. But you know what? There's a whole lot of stuff in this world. It doesn't really work. All kinds of advertising and baloney that's out there, right? Do you know that's also true when it comes to religion? And religion makes all kinds of promises of peace and promises of a better life and promises of fulfillment. And even in Christianity, there's a lot of teaching that just doesn't work. They start off with a phrase or a verse pulled out of context and they tell some stories to illustrate it. And it sounds good, but it's really just fluff and stuff. And it won't work. And a lot of times people find that out the hard way. In fact, a lot of times people get disillusioned and disappointed about their faith because they believe some things that don't work. In the scripture, you read about people whose lives were radically changed. You read about people who were healed. You read about people who were set free. You read about people who found real peace. You read about people whose lives were never the same. Something worked in their life. The scripture shows us and tells us what really works. The truths of scripture work in every generation. And get this, in every nation. I want to tell you, if it's real truth, it works in South Africa, it works in Indonesia, just the same as it works in the United States. And the same word that worked 2,000 years ago, it still works today. Amen. And it'll work 1,000 years from now. If the Lord tarries, I tell you, the word works. The word of God works. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, for this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us. Now listen, you see, he's talking about that they heard the word of God. And I want you to know, I'm determined to preach the word of God because that's what really changes lives. That's what helps people. That's what sets people free. It's the word of God. He goes on, he says, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. He said, you welcomed it as the word of God. We need to always receive the word of God as it is the word of God. That God is speaking to us. That it's not just the words of man. This book is the word of God. And we need to always hear it that way. That it is the word of God to us. You know, a lot of the time I think, well, we know it's the word of God on some level. But we need to receive it as the word of God speaking to us. Not just somebody else. Not just for back then. Not just for, you know, that person that you think of sometimes when you're in a service and you hear something and you're thinking, man, I wish that they were here today. Right? I mean, we've all been there, I think, you know, where we knew, oh, that person, they need to hear this. But here's the thing. We all need to realize that it's for us too. We need to hear it as it is the word of God. We need to receive it as the word of God for us. Amen. Then he says, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. You got to believe. You know, so much of the word of God is dependent upon us believing, receiving it by faith. I mean, we just hear it and we don't really believe it. Well, it just becomes like any other book to us. No, we have to believe it. And when we believe this book, it works effectively. It works. We want something that works? It works effectively in those who believe. And here's a big issue tonight. You see, we got to get a hold of this. If you believe that it works, it changes everything. You will go after the word if you believe that the word will work in your life. It works. The word works because it's alive. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is living and powerful. See, religion based on the teaching of man just doesn't work. It's, you know, they seek to reform through rules and setting boundaries, but it never really changes the heart. This is something that's living, and it is able to transform our hearts. When people get religion, you know, doesn't matter what brand it is, by the way. It can even be the Christian brand. But when people just get a little dose of man-made religion, here's the problem, that you can still be proud. There's a lot of proud religious people. In Jesus' day, you know, you think of the Pharisees, but they're alive and well today. I thank thee, God, that I'm not like those people. There's a whole lot of Christians that sound like the Pharisee that Jesus told about, standing and praying with himself, the Bible said. You know, you can be a greedy person and get religion and still be just greedy as all get out. Amen. I mean, there's some, they got a whole big teaching about how it's good to be greedy. I mean, they don't say it that way, do they? See, you can still be just like the world and have religion. But I want you to understand something. The word works to truly change your life. When we allow the word of God to work effectively in us, we won't be the same anymore. See, the word works because it has life in it. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It is alive. The Word was God. And it speaks to every generation in every circumstance. The Word works because it has power in it. It's alive and powerful. You know, man-made religion, it just always try to pull off the bad fruit of your life. But the Word has the power to change you from the inside out. It transforms. 1 Peter 1:23, having been born again, have you been born again? Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. See, when you receive the word by believing, there is a seed. It's the seed of the word of God. It's an incorruptible seed that lives and abides forever. It makes you a new creation in Christ. The problem for a lot of people is they just struggle to believe the word. And I want to tell you, we got to get the doubt and unbelief out and believe what the Bible says. Now, you know, here in the Bible Belt, in an evangelical church, we can talk about how, you know how horrible it is that these people, they don't believe that Jonah was swallowed by a big fish. They think it's just a fairy tale. What's the matter with these people? But then we read a verse of scripture that speaks to us. Do we really believe it? Do we really believe it's true? My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Do we really believe that? When you walk through the fire, the flames will not kindle upon you. I mean, do we really believe the promises of God's word? See, we need to get to the place where we hear it, that it is God's word to us. The word works because it has power to bring faith to your heart. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When we receive the word, it brings faith, and the more we receive it, I'm telling you, the more it will build and strengthen your faith. A lot of people that have very little faith because they have very little of the word. The more you hear it, the more you receive it, the greater your faith is going to become. It's going to grow stronger and stronger. Let me tell you what the cure is for unbelief and doubt. The word. You go to the doctor and he says, well, you know, you got this thing, this crud that's going around. Here's what you need to do. You need to take this antibiotic. So you go home, you got your antibiotic, and you take one of them. About a week later, you say, well, that didn't work. That was stupid. That crazy preacher told me this works. No, you got to take the whole bottle. You don't just take one antibiotic. Good grief. And we talk about the word working and building your faith. Well, you know, I tried that one day for a few minutes. Oh my goodness. Build your faith with the word of God. You stay in the word of God. Let me tell you something about healing. When the Bible is preached and people read the word of God, the scriptures about healing, all of a sudden, it's really strange. They start believing in healing. You start reading the verses about peace. Jesus says, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. You see, when we just get that down in our heart, all of a sudden, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to worry. I got the peace that Jesus gives. But you got to get it down inside of you like you really believe it. There's so many great promises in the Word of God that are available to us. One of my favorites is 2 Corinthians 1:20. It says, all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. See, all the promises are yes and amen in Jesus. But the teachings of men, so much of the time, they will undermine your faith. Try to use big theological words. They say things like cessation. What's that? Who cares? Now don't come tell me what it is. I know what it is. But they start throwing out big theological words to you like you're inferior. They want to intimidate. You don't know anything. You dumb Bible redneck. You don't know nothing. And they throw out a few big words, acting like, I want to tell you something. The word of God is simple enough that everybody can understand it. Now hear me now. I'm not saying you're going to understand it all the first time you read it. I've been reading it for over 40 years and I'm still learning things. And it amazes me how often I say, Lord, when did you put that in here? I've read it. And here's something, I don't remember that, Lord. But we learn and we grow and we learn and we grow. But you can understand it yourself. You don't need to go to cemetery to learn how to understand the Bible. That is hogwash. That is a deception of Satan, and it is something that religious people use to intimidate people and to get people to believe their false doctrine. You silly nut. God doesn't do miracles anymore. That's all stuff. Nowhere in the Bible does it say God doesn't do miracles anymore. And so many other things. Good grief. Oh, Pastor, you know these people use the Bible. Yeah, I know they abuse the Bible. The Word of God will build and strengthen your faith. The Word works. It works. You want something that works? The Word of God works. It'll work to clean you up. John 15:3, Jesus says to the disciples, he says, you're already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. In 16 and 17, he says, they are not of, this is in his prayer to the Father. He says, they are not of this world, just as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. See, the word of God will clean your life up. You know, as you grow in the Lord, you read the word of God, it tells us that it is profitable for correction, for reproof. It'll show you where you're wrong. It'll show you things that are wrong in your life, things that you need to change. Amen. Have you had the experience of the Word of God correcting you and you changing something? I hope you have that all the time. Amen. I hope you have that tonight. I hope you have that in your daily devotional time reading the Word of God, that it will correct, it cleans you up. Jesus talks about it in Ephesians chapter 5, that he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle, and he says he's washing it with the washing of water. Listen, by the word. It's the word of God. Some people say, oh no, it's just the blood. You know, we're just washed in the blood. And so that's what makes us spotless. That's not what he says. In Ephesians chapter, yeah, we're washed in the blood. But in Ephesians chapter 5, there's doing a sanctifying work in his church. He does it by the washing of the water through the word of God. And the word of God will show us again and again, even when you've been walking with the Lord a long time, it's amazing how the Word of God can show you somewhere where you're missing it, where you're not doing right, or you're not talking right. And it's a process that none of us has arrived. And when you're struggling with a personal weakness, you need to go look in the Word of God, because here's what it says in Psalm 119, 9 through 11. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. I'm just telling you, the Word of God will clean you up. That's how you overcome temptation. Every time that Jesus was tempted, he said, it is written, and he spoke the word of God. He's our example. Amen? Amen. You see, if you want to overcome temptation, you need to arm yourself with the word of God. The word of God works because it has the power to grow you up. See, we grow spiritually by the word of God. 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word of God, that you may grow thereby. We are living in a generation of spiritual infants in America because they're used to being fed candy instead of the pure milk of the Word of God. I just think we ought to love, desire the pure milk of the Word of God. So much of the time, people are running after other things other than the Word of God. There's nothing wrong with Christian entertainment. I want you to know, I like a good laugh. But a good laugh isn't what really changes your life. The Word of God does. And we need to remember that. We need to be hungry for the Word of God and not just allow ourselves to be distracted by other things. You know, he talks here about the pure milk of the Word of God. And one of the things that I hear and I see in the body of Christ is people say, oh, you know, I've been a Christian for 30 years. I don't need no milk. I need the meat of the Word. Really. But here's the thing. What happens to a lot of people is they want some new teaching. If it doesn't come out of here, it don't matter how good it sounds. New teaching? Do you know the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun? 2 Timothy 4:3 and 4, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Fables? Stories. The Living Bible says misguided ideas. You know, you can twist the scripture to say just about anything, and people do. It just amazes me, some of the goofy stuff that is being taught today in church. They throw a little scripture, add some philosophy of the day, a few stories to illustrate it, and people eat it up, itching ears. How do you scratch itching ears? New truth, nobody ever heard this before. Ooh, I got the newest thing, the latest thing. And the worst deceptions are the ones that are shrouded in a little bit of scripture. So how do you avoid that? You need to know what the Bible says. This is the cure for false doctrine. You just keep reading this book. When you read a Christian book, how do you know what's a bone and what's good? You got to know what the scripture says. And you don't get there overnight. Listen, I want to encourage you, not discourage you, but I want you to understand, if somebody hands you a book on calculus and says, here, read through this real quick and tell me what it all means, it's going to take you more than a night or two to read through that book and understand it. Anybody want to agree with that? How do you think it comes with the eternal truths of the Word of God, things that the deep things of life and the things of the Spirit? You don't get all of that in a day. And so what a lot of people do is they don't get it at all. No, you just keep digging in the Word, because the Word works. It's what you need. It'll cause you to grow in your relationship with God, because it's like an autobiography. The Lord tells us who He is and what He's like and the things He does and the things He doesn't do. And there's so much in here. It's absolutely amazing. When you just start studying the Word of God about God. But why would every believer not want to feast on this book every day? Just to know Him. The Word works because it brings freedom. Jesus says in John 8:31-32, if you abide in my Word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the NIV says, then you really are my disciples. Real disciples stay in the Word. Right. Pretend disciples don't. Which one are you going to be? All right, I'm going to address this right now. In the body of Christ today, there's a whole slew of people that just say, I just don't get it, I don't understand it. Preacher, you're going to have to explain it all to me. You read it anyway. Don't start reading in Leviticus. Don't start in some weird, obscure place in the ceremonial law and all this, or reading the Begats and wondering how to... Listen to me. Read the New Testament. Read the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read the book of Acts. Yes, read the epistles. Save Revelations for later. Read Psalms and Proverbs. In fact, some of you, this would be your Bible plan for the month. Here we are about to start a new month tomorrow. Well, read one proverb and five Psalms every day. It'll bless you. And read the book of Genesis. So many fantastic stories about the patriarchs. Now, you can read other places, but I'm just giving you some places where it's good for you to read that you can really get something out of and understand. I mean, the whole thing's good in its proper time and place. It's all for you. But I'm just trying to help you if you're struggling with that. I used to know a lady. She said, I don't care what you say. I just can't get anything out of it. Yes, you can. Stop talking like that.
Philippians 4:13, what if we just believe the Bible? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That wasn't so you could dunk a basketball. That's so you could say, you know what? I can learn the Bible. I can understand it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So listen, I know it's a struggle. I understand that. I know one guy, he says, well, I just don't like to read. Well, that's not going to work for you because I got to tell you, it's too easy now. You can just pick up your phone and say, play 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and it'll read it to you. But I want you to understand, the word works because it'll bring freedom. When you know the truth about who you are in Christ, it brings freedom. If you knew the truth, all that he has planned for you, if you knew the truth about all that's available to you through the promises of God's word, I just want you to know it sets you free. See, a lot of people bound up in some area of their life, and there's truth in here that have set them free. A lot of people bound up in the area of praise and worship. They're bound up because of the fear of man, what other people are going to think, or they're bound up because of, you know, the way I was brought up, church I went to, blah, 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 blah. I want to tell you something. You read the Bible and what the Bible says about praise and worship, it'll set you free. Amen. The word works because it brings healing. Psalm 107 and verse 20, he sent his word and healed them. There's a word somewhere in the scripture that can bring healing to you. Proverbs 4:22 says, they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Medicine for the body, the mind, and the emotions. It's good, good medicine. Amen. You know, my grandson Kyler, he has been a really finicky eater and he's gotten way better as of late. But there was a time when I'd never seen anything like it. That boy wouldn't eat meat, wouldn't eat no vegetables, he just wouldn't hardly eat anything. And I mean, would not eat it. Well, one day he got sick. And Jonathan said they had to put him on an antibiotic. And I was like, oh, man, that's going to be a rough road to hoe because how are they going to get him to take it? Jonathan said, oh, no. When we tell him it's time for his medicine, he gets so excited, he runs in place and says, I'm so excited. It was like bubblegum flavored antibiotic or something. Come on. We want some bubblegum flavored scripture. I don't know what we got to do, but you just need to understand that this works. This is medicine for your soul. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. It'll set that word save there, it's the same word that's translated heal. It'll heal, it'll make whole your soul. The word works because it'll guide you. Psalm 119, 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Everybody needs guidance and direction sometime in their life. I mean, we all make decisions about a job or whether or not to marry somebody, to buy a house, a car, or go to school, or to move, or get involved in a ministry, some new direction in life. And most people just kind of stumble through life just doing the best we can. Trial and error, and it can be really painful. You ever walked through the house in the dark, stubbed your toe, banged your shin? What gets me is that stupid rubber dog toy. I kick it and throw it over the neighbor's fence there. Oops, I shouldn't have said that out loud. Now she's going to know. But you see, We don't have to stumble in the dark through life. And I'm going to do it again. I'm just going to keep giving some of you a hard time. You read it for 5 minutes. You say, I didn't get any direction. Keep going. Keep going. It is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And the more that you read it, the more that those decisions in life are going to become clear to you. There is so much truth in the Word of God about how to handle your finances. So much truth about relationships. Relationships with the opposite sex, relationships with friends, relationships in the body of Christ, relationship with the lost and even your enemies. There's so much in there. It tells you how to do life. And you say, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to go to this school or not. Where's that in the Bible? It's amazing how God will use a scripture. You see, He can speak to you at any time. He can speak to your heart and that still small voice. But it is amazing that so often He uses a word. He speaks through the word to give us direction. It works. And you see, when He does that through the word, it removes that doubt where I'm not sure. When you get a word from God, now the world's way is we just do what we think. In fact, this is going to sound, this. Everybody is so used to this that it sounds right. You do what is right for you. Yeah, you do what's right for you. Proverbs 14:12, there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. There's a way that seems right to a man. That's just natural reasoning. We need to stick with what the Bible says. That's hard to do if you don't ever read it. You got to find out what it says. Life's a journey. And if you want to end up in a good place, use the road map. We joke about how men, real men, don't need instructions. Yes, they do. We need the Word of God. The Word has power in it. It works, and it can make you successful. Thousands of books on success, every area of life, all kinds of things. But if you really want to be successful in life, real success, first of all, I want to talk about what that is just briefly. You've heard me say it before maybe, but real success is when you accomplish what God wants you to do in this life. Because when this life is over, it won't matter how much money you made or what other achievements you might had, how much the world thought you were a success. If you didn't do what God wanted you to do in this life, in eternity, you were an absolute failure. But no matter what other people think of you, in this life, if you accomplish what God wanted you to do, you will be a success in eternity. So with that in view, we're understanding that real success is fulfilling the purpose of God in your life. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. What are you talking about? The word of God. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. See, success comes when you speak the word and you think the word and you do the word. Then you're going to make your way prosperous. You're going to have good success. Now for Joshua, that was taking the children of Israel into the promised land and driving out their enemies. For you, you got to figure out what that is. What does God want me to do? But I want to tell you, the way to get it done is by spending time in God's word, living by God's word, doing God's word. The word works. It has power in it to change the circumstances of life.
Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. There's such power in the word of God that that's how the worlds were created. How can we not understand that it has the power to change the circumstances? It is a higher reality than the physical world that we see with the natural eye. Angels and demons respond to the word of God. Sometimes it takes time, but it works. Jeremiah 23 and 29, the Lord said, "Is not my word like a fire and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" See, sometimes you got to fan the flame, and sometimes you just got to keep hammering away, but the word will work. When you're struggling to live the Christian life and to really, you know, live a life that glorifies God, you get this verse, Galatians 2:20. "I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And you just keep going over it and over it and over it. "I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." You see, you just get that down, and I want to tell you, it has a power in it to change you. Isaiah 55 and 11, the Lord says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." That's the power of his word. It will not return void, but it'll accomplish what he sent it to do. You can count on God's word. It works. You know, I talked about Joshua taking the children of Israel in to the promised land and driving out their enemies. At the end of the book, Joshua 21 and 45, it says, "Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass." You can count on God's word. You can stand on it. You can believe it. All the stuff in this world, everything else can be shaken. Everything else. How do you know for sure if this is right or if that's right? This is the one thing you can always count on. It's always right. It never fails. It is the word of God. And I just encourage you, the word works. Dig in. Keep learning, keep growing, don't stop. Everybody got to start from where you are, but start and keep growing. Stand with me, we're going to pray.